Yeah, because the I don't have time for that is your problem is your problem. It's not my problem. I'm not interested.
Great
And
point.
that, I mean,
I couldn't say it better myself.
you know, and that's the what the customer hears and what the what you said sometimes are totally different things.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Make Trades Great Again podcast. Andy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm great, man. We've been off for a little bit, but back at it, working on some things behind the scenes, trying to do some neat projects for the MTGA. But today, got to talk about something that's a little more timely with what's going on in the kind of industry. Is that what we want to say?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, we've been through this before. It's kind of that slowdown period, and I think what we're up against is a little bit bigger than just a seasonal change, personally.
Yeah.
But you and I and others have talked about it. I hear from people all over the internets, from all over the world, really, but especially in our country, hearing a lot of the same message is, you know, hey, phones are kind of quiet. Things seem to be a little down. At first, I was chalking it up to it not having like a real normal winter season here in Minnesota. I know it's been a little off for you guys too.
Yeah, definitely.
And that weather really affects, I know, my business, especially when it comes to like bringing in new business, because I do a lot of repair, replacement work, a lot of new calls, you know, new customers calling in, hey, I don't have heat, that kind of thing.
You and I have talked about this. I mean, it's been, I think you've mentioned it several, you know, probably several months ago.
Yeah.
That, you know, it was, oh, you know, it's kind of weather related. And we didn't really experience that quite so much with the weather slowdown. But then when I look at it, look back at metrics from last year, I go, ah, no, we're definitely down from what we did last year, you know, and that cold weather related stuff was 100% part of that.
Yeah, it definitely contributes. There's no doubt about it.
It does.
You can't deny that.
You know, you mentioned the new customer side of it. And I guess what I always attribute that to is you get a new customer, you get all the customer's new problems, whether they know about them or not, you know, and it's kind of like opening the door, you know, you get the door open, to another person's needs.
Yeah.
You know, how have they not been taken care of by their last service provider? You know,
Oh, man.
and that kind of thing. And then you go, well, let's see what we can do. You know, maybe we can help them out.
Yeah.
And you know,
You don't always I get all totally that, but. know what you mean. I mean, there's a whole lot of things you can do to kind of work through this. I guess dial it back one little bit. What I wanted to bring up at the start was oftentimes, like you brought up, perfect example. You look at your numbers. So we're using QuickBooks. We're using software to schedule and track all this billing, everything like that on top of QuickBooks. And we can see and quickly pull numbers from this time last year. We can just look at year over year. I have the on my dashboard on my house call, like basically it's like it that's one of the main reports I look at. It's just keyed up there all the time saying, here's this month and it's comparing it to last month, and here's this year compared to last
Sure.
year. And it's just a quick at a glance. So I know what I'm dealing with. And like you said, a couple of months ago, I was chalking it up like it's weather. I can't do anything about it. It really sucks, right?
Sure.
There's, I mean, as far as I can't do anything about the weather not driving calls.
Right.
But then what I wanted to bring up too, before we get into kind of some of the little things that we're doing to survive this, is I brought up already the, you know, hearing from people all over the country, social media, Instagram, our friends, just we talk to people outside of social media too that are all over the place, and they're saying the same thing. Like it's
Right.
like there's nobody's. Everybody's past the, you know, we're not doing that bad. Now they're all like, no, it sucks. It's slow. And it's
The tides have turned.
Yeah, I don't love that we had to get to that point. That's not the point of me saying
Right.
it like that. I just love that people are just like, you know what? I'm not sugarcoating anymore. I thought it was
Right.
slow because of the weather. Now it's just like the economy is, there's something going on. And anyway,
Sure.
and the other thing too, I want to bring up because it kind of ties into what we're going to say next. how to get through things. I'm driving around and apparently I'm just like hyper aware, but I have always kind of paid attention, as far as I know, to billboards in my area when I'm driving from one place to another. Like we've said so many times, we're like basically professional drivers that do plumbing on the side.
Right.
Because that's how, and nobody brings their stuff to us, right? And so I pay, that's one of the things I've always paid attention to is like, oh, there's that dude's billboard. It's been there for 6 years running. Yep. Pretty awesome for him, right? And then I am seeing quite literally on every major thoroughfare where we've got these roadside billboards, whether they're digital or static.
Yeah.
I now know and am reminded about how many dozens of plumbing and HVAC companies are in my area because they're all advertising. The big ones, if they've got more than a couple trucks on the road, they are advertising on the side of the road. And that tells me straight up they are trying to increase their call volume because it's down. Like when you put 10 trucks on the road, you said it best the other day when we were talking, what happens then?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you have to. It's a constant struggle to try and find enough stuff to keep those trucks
even on the road. Even when it's busy, you're working hard to get that phone to ring. When it slows down, how much harder do you got to work because your basic needs are so much higher than like somebody like my company or yours, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, you figure when it's busy, you've got a certain rate of loss, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you get 10 calls, let's say, you know, 8 of those are turn into a paying job.
And it'd be great if you had 80%.
That would be great.
Yeah. That'd be phenomenal.
That'd be a good number.
You could shoot for every day.
Right. You know, right now, I would say we're targeting even a higher number than that. We want to close every call that comes in.
Well, everybody's trying.
You know, but when you have, let's just say you got 10 trucks on the road, you're getting 100 calls a day, you know, maybe that's a good number. That's probably a great number. That's
probably a phenomenal number, especially in this economy.
Right. And when things slow down and you've got 10 trucks on the road and you get half that number, you get 50 calls, all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute. If we were able to survive on 80 calls booked a day.
Yeah.
Versus now going to 50, we only got 50 calls and now we only book 30 calls, you know, or whatever the 80% rate is. All of a sudden it's like, well, wait a minute. How do we keep Jimmy busy?
Yeah. How do you get that phone to ring? You know? And it's basically that they're, what we're seeing, I mean, they're doing a lot more than just buying billboards, right?
Oh yeah.
But like, that's that outward, like, brand awareness, like just
and
some companies are really good at doing that all year round, but
I'm
for the point of this topic, I am pointing out that absolutely for sure right now in my area, and I gotta imagine it's the same everywhere else or at least similar, the ones that weren't doing it year round are doing it right now. They're buying those billboards. They're, every time I see that flash of that digital billboard change, I'm waiting for it to be another home service company. Like, I'm not even, I would not be surprised if that's the case. Put it that way.
Yep. Yep. We don't have the number of billboards that you do here.
Yeah.
I mean, we do, but we have billboards. We just don't have as many, obviously.
Yeah.
But I would say that I have seen those, I've never entertained, I mean, I guess our business has never required it.
Yep.
I've never entertained the thought of having a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not quite at that point yet, you know, where I'm like, oh, marketing wise, I need to do this. And Cheryl and I were just having this conversation the other day, and it's like every year. So, you know, we've been in business since 2011.
Uh-huh.
Every single year in March and April, we're slow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clockwork. Yep. And right now I'm trying to be like, okay, let's not overreact to a slowing of call volume. Let's be proactive in the sense that let's make sure that we've got, you know, we're taking care of every lead that we've got. Whereas when you're busy, you're like, you know, I don't really think I want that remodel job. We're just going to call and not do that one.
Yeah. No, we've talked about that, and that's a perfect example of how you can adjust and do things just a slightly differently. Ultimately, yeah, it should be something we're paying attention to and doing all the time. But like right, you said, kind of the qualification is when you are overwhelmed with workload, when you have enough and you can't really take on more, a lot of these little details we want to talk about right now go away. Like, I know we've talked about in the past, I've brought it up with you, and, you know, just kind of talking about your guys out there on the job and how what's been working for me, and relying on, you know, I'm in somebody's basement. I'm there to look at their water heater. I've talked about it on the podcast before. This is pretty basic stuff when you do home service, but I'm looking around like, you know, they've got a 20-year-old softener. Now, you as a plumber know that that 20-year-old softener, I don't care who you are, it's basically, it's long past its, you know, its expected lifespan.
Right.
And it's likely that the technology has improved since then. It's probably a, they've probably got a timer unit, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that, that opportunity then is there for me. I'm there to do the, you know, look at their water heater, replace it, whatever. Hey, by the way, your softener's 20 years old. Here's a, you know, I'm going to give you an estimate on one. I'm here. I could, you know, I could get one delivered or something like that. You know, that, that opportunity to take advantage, not of your customer, but of the fact that you're there.
You're there.
Look for that, the other business that's in front of you.
Yeah. It's important to look at that, you know, and when times are busy, it's easy to say, well, I've got 10 jobs on the schedule. Yeah. I need to get to the next job.
Yeah.
Right. And, oh, I'll call that person back. And then you got to really look at that and go, well, how important is it that I'm not that I'm already here, but the, that whole trust and we've already entered into business with the customer.
Yeah.
That's already happened.
Look, it's so much harder for you to notice that. And then 3 days later, be like, how's the water heater? Oh, by the way, I noticed you had a softener. Need to be, you know, people are, they're over it. They've paid you. They're like done. They're out of money at this point. You know what I mean? They're like,
You know, that, they've already, you've already closed the door.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so much harder to open that door.
Yep.
And it costs money and a time. And honestly, you know, most people are going to be like, I, you know, no, dude, I'm busy. Now I'm off planning my next vacation. I'm not worried about my softener.
Yeah. If, and in that case, I mean, I, what I've, I guess we've had success with it is, you know, going in and being able to see that, like say, you see the softener, hey, it's not working right. Or it's not working at all.
Yeah.
It's salt bridged. And you know, that salt looks like it's 35 years old and you know, we're on the eighth, you know, tech, you know, electric water heater element in 10 years, you know, it's like, oh, well, softener probably doesn't work. Cause you know, we were so busy the last four times that we forgot to look at it.
Right.
But if you're, you know, if you're looking at that kind of thing, that's that low hanging fruit, right?
It is, but you're there, you know, that's, you know, so you're important.
There, and if you can get that customer to say, hey, yeah, no, you're right. Our, my dishes don't come clean.
Right.
You know, we've lived in this house for 10 years and we've had to replace the dishwasher twice, you know, things like that, that you go, well, you know, the softener probably would help,
you know, what
I really would probably help the lifespan of that. It'd help your clothes be a little softer. You know, it'd help your water heaters last a little longer. And pretty quick, they're like, yeah, you know, we should probably do that.
As a warning though, this is just, this goes out to anybody, especially guys. I'm telling you right now, we're the worst at this. Don't do what I did and be like, and you know, and your hair wouldn't be orange like it is now if your softener, you know, and then she'd be like, this? I had my stylist do this. And then I just have to be like, I didn't call you pregnant.
When are you due?
I'm not pregnant. Oh my God. See you later.
Neither is your water softener. Thanks.
No, but you know, like, it's so refreshing to hear you talk about this. Like, that you guys are doing it, you're paying closer attention to it, because this is something that I've been trying to do. Not just because it slowed down, it started slowing down a while, but it's just something I knew that I could do better at. I look at my books as often as anybody else, I think. And I do pay attention to the little things. And it's like, I've analyzed, like, what's my average job? I look at that often. And then I think, like, how do you increase that average ticket, right? Like, how do you really do that? And it's, we've talked about in the past about that swarmy sales kind of technique and trying to avoid that. But it's, it's pretty clear what we're talking about is a way to increase, right? And that's why we're thinking about it. We're there. It's an opportunity to do more work for the same customer, which is always good. And then if you start looking at it from different perspectives, the ownership, and you're looking at your reports and things like that, like now you can start increasing that kind of average ticket or average job size.
Yep.
Because whether you're, you know, like I'm talking to the guys that are like the guys and gals out there doing it like one two-man truck shops, right? Yeah. It's really hard to increase that that average job because you are up to, you know, you can only take on so much work in a day.
Yeah.
So if you're not looking at what could be done while you're just there to fix that one thing, then you're always going to just have that one size, that job is what it is. It's never going to get bigger. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah. I think it's important. And kind of the stance that we've taken on it is because we do still generally have full days scheduled, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, if we go to Mrs. Jones' house and we've got a 3-hour block scheduled there, the other 5 hours of the day are basically accounted for. And so if we're at Mrs. Jones' house and we're changing a toilet and she goes, you know, I really like that toilet. You know, do you think we could update the shower and maybe the sink faucet, the lav faucet, you know? Absolutely. Yep. Mrs. Jones, we'd love to, you know, here's the next step, you know, just reaffirm that. And don't ever say, oh, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And we've all done it. Well, we've all done it. And that's why we're talking about it today.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the I don't have time for that is your problem is your problem. It's not my problem. I'm not interested.
Great point.
And that, I mean,
I couldn't say it better myself.
You know, and that's what the customer hears and what you said sometimes are totally different things.
Yeah.
But it's very important to be able to say, you know, yes, we'd love to do that for you. I can't do it today. I'm already booked for today. However, I'm going to make notes. I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to create another job for you and let's get it on the schedule.
Yeah. That's a big thing. So you and I were talking as we do pretty much every day, just off air. Yep. And, the other day we were talking about, let's get it on the schedule. How important that is. For like, especially for you, your guys, but then I can talk about all I want on the podcast, but I have to do it too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's instead of saying, you know, let me go back and get a price and I'll send it to you. I can tell you I'll tell you how I feel about that. We're not these business coaches. These guys are going to hard sell and tell you how to turn your one man show into a empire. But if you don't take advantage of the very simple tools that allow you to do this and give them the price then and there. If you aren't doing that, then you need to go back and listen to all the episodes of the MTGA podcast.
Right.
You do need to find a business coach. No, that is basics. Like I figured out like a couple of years ago, like so much easier to sell and make people happy if I can just give them the price like right now.
Yeah.
Don't leave and get back to them. Unless that's the only way to do it.
Right. It's a work in progress for me. Cause I'm saying exactly what I don't do, to a large amount, you know,
as I do.
Right. And you know, I'm working towards that, you know, building that menu driven, price structure, you know, that allows you to basically pick the options. Here's the price. It's all done. All the paperwork's done, you know, so it's some back end work.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what has driven me this direction is we were on vacation here not long ago, and I was looking at I was looking at some parts for something. I don't remember what exactly it was, shower doors or something like that. And I'm looking at this website, and I'm like, I really like these shower doors. You know, these are nice. They're custom. They're direct from the manufacturer. Blah blah blah. And I'm like, all right, cool. How much? They don't have pricing on their website.
Oh, it's so
call us for a quote. Call us for a quote. And everybody that's ever clicked and filled out that call us for a quote thing goes, is this company going to call me like 700 times and ask why I haven't bought my shower door yet?
Yeah.
You know, and then you're reluctant and you go, no, I'm not going to do it. Next.
Well, think about it. Yeah. And think about, that's a great example. Think about it this way. You're on Amazon, you're on your phone. And yeah. can you imagine if in fact,
if there's no
price on it?
Yeah. Click here for a quote.
Yeah. Yeah. Or put it all in your cart and then we'll show you. We'll show you the price. Yeah. We can't broadcast this price for our competitors to see until you put it in our cart, in your cart. You ever, right. you've seen that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm you like, get in there and next, you're like,
next wait, website.
You're like, Where's the scary guy lurking at right. in this whole transaction? Yeah,
what's
like,
next? Something ask me for my email so I can get a price? No,
right?
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, and send me your phone number so that we can contact you about special deals.
Yeah, a couple things real quick, not to beat this dead right. horse. Being prepared and able to give a customer a price on something that's we're talking about basic stuff. We're not talking about like repiping a building or something like that, right? We're right. talking about, look, your customer wants a furnace. You should be able to tell the customer exactly how much the furnace is before you leave. Honest to God, I strongly believe that. There's really no reason you can't. I mean, the reasons are in your court at that point if you can't.
Right.
What your customer is going to perceive if you're not able to do something that you say you can do, like you can do the work. Why can't you sell the work? Yep. Right. If your customer sees that, they're going to go, well, like, is this person really legit? Like how long they've been doing this? Right. Should I hire this right. person or the last guy who gave me a price right then and there? Yeah. So first and foremost, it's kind of an impression thing. Like you're not selling yourself at that point. You're just telling them you're not interested or you're not prepared. Second, people are like, I don't have data on this. I can tell you what, I sell way more jobs when I go, here's the cost
yeah.
up front. This is going to cover it. If it comes in less, well, you know, I don't ever look at it that way, but like, look, right. even if I had to ballpark something, I know where I got to be. If I had to estimate even a little bit on top of the numbers I'm prepared with, like if I expect, you know, copper's up right now, you know, maybe I have to, you know, I can still take care of it on site. And it's so much easier to help your customer because they want to be helped. They asked you there for a reason. And if you can give them that upfront, it's so much better. And so in times like this, tying it back into what we started talking about, that is, for me, that's a huge thing. Like that changes the conversation. There's other challenges. Lately, it seems like I'm talking a lot more about price of things. Mm-hmm. And I bring that up because I want to make you and I talked about this yesterday when we were on the phone. I'm not changing my prices. I had two cancellations recently. One of them was somebody could get there faster.
Mm-hmm.
You
can't change that.
I can't. Well, I mean,
you can, but
I mean, sometimes you just can't.
Right.
I was already somewhere else and I can't be in two places at one time.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie to my customers and lead them on and be like, we'll be there tomorrow when I know I can't, you know what I mean? Like that's just not how I operate. And then the other one was, from what I can tell, was a cancellation because it was more expensive than they thought.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they did. It sucks. I've never really had anybody cancel on me before. I mean, over the years, I know it's happened. But, like, these two were within, like, 5 days of each other. So it was, like, the second one was, like, what is going on? Kind of went overboard a little in my head. You know what I mean?
I think that's the recap of it is just look at that. Look at the little opportunities that don't cost you any money.
Yeah. You're there.
Because you're already there. You know, certainly if the marketing budget says, hey, we're going to get a billboard, we're going to, you know, regraphic the vans, or we're going to do this ad campaign. Right. Great. Go for it. But if you're at that point where you're like, I'm already spending a pile on my marketing and how do we just get better at what we're doing? Well, just get better at what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I think the key takeaway from in the conversation you and I had the other day, And from what we're talking about here today, is already take advantage of that customer. Take advantage of the situation that you're already in the customer's home.
Yep.
Don't take advantage of the customer.
Yeah. Don't walk away. Counterintuitive. From that. You're there.
Yeah. Yep. The secondary part of that is get better at customer service. Just continually get better at being the best service provider possible. And I say that because that customer who, if you're a really good service provider and the customer's really happy with the services you provide, they will guaranteed tell their friends.
Yeah.
And their friends now go, oh, well, maybe I should call them to have, I need a new kitchen faucet, or my furnace isn't working right, or, you know, I hate my thermostat.
Yep.
Maybe I should get a new thermostat, right? That's the easiest gravy marketing you can do.
Yeah.
You know, is have customers call you and be like, oh, Mrs. Jones used you to, you know, do this, that, and the other. And, you know, said you guys were great. So I'd like you to come change my thermostat. Right. That cost you basically nothing.
I know.
You just have to say, oh, man, that's awesome.
And then I'd you're there to. Changing the thermostat and you're looking around. Is there anything else I can look at for you? Do you have any concerns? Is there?
Yeah.
Is everything working the way you want it to? I'm here. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm not going to charge you any more than what, you know.
Right. How's your utility bills?
Yeah.
You know, does everything seem like it's going right?
Right.
Well, it is. Perfect. Have a great day.
Thank you for the business. We very much appreciate it.
Yep.
I got to go buy billboards. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
You bet. Have a good one.